Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it, right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Encompass by definition means to include. Not just one or a few, but everyone. Our purpose here at Encompass is to include you in everything we do. First, we listen. Then together we tailor the right loan for you and your lifestyle. Come in or apply online today. We're an equal housing lender. Encompass Credit Union. Community-minded just like you. Online at EncompassCU.org.
Community-minded just like you.
After surgery, getting back on your feet isn't always easy. Milner Community Healthcare is here to support you throughout your recovery process. We offer the perfect environment for you to heal and get stronger. A speedy recovery and returning our patients home as quickly as possible are our primary goals. We're honored to be a quality-rated nursing facility and have served our community since 1971. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare for short-term rehabilitation.
Have you ever noticed that sometimes the best windows in your home are the ones you don't even notice? Windows that don't stick. Windows that don't have cold air rushing in around them. They don't rattle in the wind or remind you how bad they are when you get your energy bill. The best windows in your house don't fog between the panes either. Have quiet enjoyment of your beautiful new windows from the window experts at Welty Custom Exteriors, serving all of Central Indiana from 800-466-7231. Welty Custom Exteriors. Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on, by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678. And put the life back in life insurance.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338 or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome back to Party Line on this Tuesday morning. I want to thank our sponsors, Jennifer Ping Shelter Insurance, Kramer Lumber Do-It Center, Welty Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrows Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Indiana Packers, Hearing Care Professionals, Johnny V's Main Street Grill, Ivy Tech Community College, Pepe's Mexican Restaurant, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. If you've got a question for our guest this morning, 659-3338 is the phone number to call, or 800-447-4463. Our special guest this morning is Dr. Robin Burke, and Dr. Burke is going to talk to us today about the potential of an even deadlier flu on the way. Dr. Burke, first of all, where are you calling from, and good morning?
Thank you. It's good to be with you. I'm calling from the Mid-Hudson Valley area of New York State, and that is pretty close to where West Point is.
All right. Very good. We are enjoying some rain here in north central Indiana, but it's 66 degrees right now.
Yeah, we've got the snow that came in, the couple of inches that came in over the weekend are now sagging, and I can see grass again in patches. I'm hoping by the end of the day to see green and brown out there again.
Well, good luck to you there. Let's talk about this flu, because this year's flu, it seems like everybody has got it, and they'll get over it. And then Dr. Burke, they get it again. It seems like this is just kind of a continuing cycle. I've been pretty fortunate this year so far, knock on wood. But let's talk about this year's flu or flus that are out there. This is kind of confusing for some people.
It's confusing in part because viruses are confusing. And I'm not a medical doctor. My area is analytics. And the research that I managed around all of this was research into how do these sorts of viruses behave? What are the potential policies and actions we can take to keep something from becoming a pandemic, especially in a year when the flu is particularly tough? the people who study viruses group them into groups by certain kinds of proteins that are on their surface, an H kind of protein and an N kind of protein, and they have different numbers. This here is H1N1, and that's the same general class of viruses that caused the flu in 2009 when we almost had a pandemic, and back in 1918 when we did have a pandemic and 35 million people died around the world. So these proteins are like master keys. You know, different ones of them can open a certain number of doors on cells. And what the virus needs to do is to get inside our cells and cause our cells to make copies of them. Because they can't reproduce. Unlike bacteria and other things, they can't reproduce unless they're inside a human cell.
Hmm.
So what makes H1N1 so tough is that it's got a master key that really works on a lot of cells. And second of all, that it can change itself internally and pick up bits of other information, bits of other proteins and so on from other species and bring those into our cells as well. And when those things then get loose, they have a much more powerful effect on us than some other versions of the flu might.
You had mentioned the H1N1 back in 2009. It seems like only yesterday that that was occurring, and we kind of came out of that all right. And you said it almost reached a pandemic level, but you know, once everything passes, we forget about it. And I don't know if there's a whole lot. You know, I know there's some people working toward these things, but we kind of forget about these things until they come up every year, right?
They kind of do, and the people who did this research that I can share with you, I was managing the funding side, focusing the research questions, and helping to decide who got money that we took out, and then the researchers, the scientists went out and did the work. This was from the Defense Threat Reduction Agency, and the reason that they had an interest in this is that DITRA's job is to provide the government with means to model the effects of weapons of mass destruction and come up with potential ways to counter them. Well, biological attacks are a real possibility, and we wanted to do some basic research that didn't need to be classified and so on to get some basic mathematical tools in our toolbox. And that's what this work was. It was also funded by the National Institutes of Health. And here's what they found. The people who did this model, they looked at how we fly around the world today. Where does the air traffic go to and from, especially in places where the H1N1 virus had really taken off, primarily in Asia? Where did they fly to? What airports in the United States did they fly through? You know, where did they drive? Are there expatriate communities or businesses that people are going to visit going back and forth between these areas? And also, how does this virus act? How long does it take before you realize you're sick? And in the meanwhile, you've been helping other people to catch a virus, right?
Right, exactly. Are we more...
Go ahead.
No, go right ahead, please.
So what they found in their model was that once this stuff gets out, once it's gotten past a localized area, the best and really only effective way to keep it from really spreading badly is vaccination. And you got to get those vaccines out there, even though the vaccines may not be fully effective, because H1N1 is one of those viruses that can change itself rapidly. Even a partial blocking of the virus, you know, even saying that it can only open half the doors on the cells instead of, you know, 75% of the doors, that helps. And so that was important, because at the time in 2009, you might remember, Ken, that a lot of people were saying, well, just shut airports, stop air travel, you know, stop international travel and so on. By the time you realize you've got a major problem on your hands, it's too late.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. One last piece to all of this. H1N1, it'll attack humans if it can. But where it loves to live is in swine and in waterfowl.
Hmm.
Ducks, migratory birds. So when we have weather cycles, some years are much more, much more positive for the waterfowl to do long distances of travel. So they're going to spread that virus around to other wildlife, to people. You know, geese stop and they, when they eat the grass at the park on their way, well, they leave some things behind.
Yeah, and we step in it, right?
Yeah, you know, so, yeah, so that's, you know, so what that means is that our real way to keep this from getting to where it got in 1918 is to put up lots of roadblocks for the virus.
We've heard a lot and of... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Put up the roadblocks, right? That was kind of leading my next question. We've had a lot of discussion and debate. Me and a morning guy here at the radio station sometimes argue back and forth. Yes or no to the flu shot? Does it help?
Yeah, here's the thing about the flu shot. The flu shot is important for you, but it's even more important for the people who are more vulnerable than you.
Such as the elderly and the kids?
The elderly, kids, or depending on each generation, you know, what happened in 1918 is that a whole lot of young adults died. The people you think of normally as being the most healthy and robust. Well, mm-hmm. Why did they die? Because the older and younger generations had a little exposure to viruses that were close enough to the H1N1 to have some immunity. But that particular generation just had not had that experience. So, I mean, those master keys on the H1N1 virus just opened just about every cell they could find. So we have to do three things. We have to take steps that prevent ourselves from becoming infected with the virus. And that's not only the vaccine, actually before the vaccine, that's things like wearing a face mask out in public if there's an outbreak in your area, washing your hands constantly. You know, anytime you're in public, or even if you're at home and you have family members that have been out, like a school teacher or, mm-hmm. A school kid. My husband teaches at West Point, and, you know, there's 4,000 undergraduates there living in close quarters.
Right.
If one person gets sick, it's going to spread pretty rapidly. So, first of all, we need to keep it from coming inside ourselves. This stuff can't live outside of the living cells very much. It spreads through sneezes, little drops in the air, through viruses that land on a surface we touch. So we want to keep away from that. The second thing we want to do is to keep it from spreading beyond us. And that means vaccines. You know, it means staying home when you start to feel sick. Early on, when you start to feel sick, because at that point you're still infectious, according to the doctors, right?
Exactly.
So you don't want to be out there spreading it. And then the third thing we want to do is to keep it from mutating, to keep it from spreading through those areas, through the population and through the wild animals, where it can change its shape just enough so that the vaccine doesn't quite work anymore. And we do that again by preventing the spread. So it's like, you know, if you have a hole in the sweater and you pull, you see a little snag in a sweater and you pull on that little thread,
mm-hmm.
You know what happens is pretty soon the sweater starts unraveling, right?
Right.
But if you make a few stitches around that hole, even if you can't get rid of the hole, it doesn't spread so much. And that's what we want to do with all of our responses, because the more that we can take action to stop the flu virus at different places, the more we prevent it from spreading and from mutating itself in ways that could make it truly deadly. The one thing that saved us in 2009 was that form of H1N1 was primarily, the initial form was not primarily human to human transmitted. The first people who got really sick got it from their livestock, from their chickens or their swines. And they got very, very sick, and people who were right around them really exposed to the virus got sick because they breathed in the viral particles and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But if that virus, according to the people who study such things, if that virus had changed just two little places in its genetic code, it would have been human-to-human transmissible, and the likelihood that you would die from it would go up to about 50 to 75% for every sick person.
Wow.
So, you know, so that's why, going back to your question, Ken, that's why I tell people, get the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that vaccine isn't just for you. It's to make those stitches around the hole in your sweater so it doesn't unravel. To make those stitches around society, and it's and to take care of the elderly, the children, whoever are particularly vulnerable, but also to keep that virus from spreading enough so that it has a chance to mutate again.
So really, we throw everything at it we can, right? That's the crux
exactly.
of it.
Exactly. That's what it comes down to. You want to take every action you can all together. And that includes, you know, keep your nutrition up, drink lots of fluids, get bed rest. If you think you've been exposed, you know, really monitor it and err on the side of not going out in public, err on the side of washing your hands constantly. You know, wear a face mask out, which seems funny, but it works. You know, if you're
sure.
in a place where there's any real density of population, this stuff can't live very long outside of a living body, but it can travel on these tiny little drops of moisture from our breathing, and it can land and live for a little while on doorknobs, on the paper dispenser in the bathroom at the restaurant,
mm-hmm.
you know, and all of those things. So after I wash my hands this year, when I'm leaving the bathroom in the restaurant or at church and elsewhere, I use a paper towel to open the doorknob.
Yeah, somebody told me that a couple of years ago.
You know, it seems silly, but yeah. I know that trees will grow back again, and in the meanwhile, I'm just another little step I can take.
Right. Are we more susceptible this time of year, the winter months? We always hear about people getting colds. How come we don't hear about it over the summer?
Because in the winter, the air tends to be drier, and therefore the little droplets travel much farther.
Okay.
And
wow.
also, the first place that the virus, again, according to the biologists who studied this, the first thing that the virus is, the first cells in our bodies that they are able to unlock the membrane on, are in our nose and throat.
Oh, okay. Yeah, very, very susceptible there, right?
Very susceptible there, and the dry air, you know, makes those cells, exposes those cells just a little more. Makes them just a little more vulnerable and fragile.
So I know you're not trying to be an alarmist or anything, but you are trying to get the word out that recently we've been pretty close to having a pandemic on our hands a couple times. And again, people just kind of forget about it and move on after everything passes. But do you see real progress being made, or is it just one of these things every year we got to be aware of these new viruses and morphs and strains of things?
There are some, you know, there's some really interesting new medicines that I'm reading about in the research stage or in the initial clinical trial stage. I think we will continue to see some things like that. But the thing to keep in mind is that viruses, by their nature, are just perfectly designed to get around our defenses.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a virus is basically a packet of information that tells the cell it invades how to make more copies of itself. That's why we call that annoying malware on our computers viruses.
Exactly,
you know, it takes
right.
It over the computer and it spreads.
Right.
You know, and that's all, that's what a virus is. The virus has no purpose in life other than to do that. And they're very, very good at it. And, you know, so what we want to do is all the things we would do, you know, that we've talked about, yes, I think we're going to see some improvements. For instance, in my house, one of the things I bought back in 2009, actually, is a little handheld wand with ultraviolet light that I can use to disinfect countertops, the bathroom, and so on. It's just that one added little layer. You know, I certainly put soap and water and stuff, but that little ultraviolet light, hospitals are now, in some cases, using very strong doses of ultraviolet light on empty ward floors to really disinfect the hospital. Because when you only disinfect 90% of it, the bacteria or the viruses that survive tend to change their shape enough so that what worked before doesn't work on them at all.
Wow.
You know, but ultraviolet light is like a laser. It's going to go in there and it's going to disrupt this for real, but it has to be used carefully. So we've got some, you know, we've got some options. But the bottom line is that this is not a one-time issue. It's just part of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the very things that we love. I bought a small item on Amazon about a month ago. It was made in Southeast Asia. It came to me in boxes that had been handled by a lot of people. I opened it up. You know, it had been handled by the people who manufactured it. It had been handled by the people who shipped it. We live in that kind of world now.
Yeah. Did you run the ultraviolet light over it?
I did, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I did, because it was flu season and it came from Southeast Asia.
Sure.
And, you know, and that just seemed like it was prudent to do.
So do you run the ultraviolet light over your husband when he comes home from West Point?
Nah, no. He shines in his own right.
He's probably pretty tough, isn't he?
He's a pretty good guy. I'm rather fond of him. Yes.
Okay, good. Dr. Berg, did you write a book, Check Your Connections, How to Thrive in an Uncertain World? Could you tell us a little bit about that? We've got about 3 minutes.
Yeah, I'd love to share that with you. So this research that I, you know, funded and helped to focus and manage is in a new area called network science. And network science is about how systems made up of a whole lot of things that are connected to one another work. Turns out there's some mathematics that's similar to how people work in social groups, to how economies work, to how the environment works, and so on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to understand things like, where do those systems become vulnerable? How do they behave? What makes them strong? What makes them weak? Because, you know, the power grid, the internet, those things play a key role in our life now. But so does the environment, and the math works for things out in nature, too. So I took those insights. I took some of the key insights from that math, and I boiled it down, took all the math out, and I said, you know, we live in a world that's changing rapidly. And it's changing so rapidly that we, you know, the old rules about predicting how to run your business or predicting how much to save in order to have a house 5 years from now and so on, those rules don't work so well anymore. So what are we going to do? Well, what this book helps people to do is to apply a very simple process. You can do it with stickies or with a magic marker on a big sheet of paper. You can do it in lots of different ways, but it helps you understand what the best next steps are to achieving your goal, to expanding the resources available to you and achieving your goal, whatever that goal is, whether it's I'm on a limited budget, how do I, you know, plan some emergency prep when I can barely have enough time to put food on the table when I get home from work and my budget's tight, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or how do I manage my business when technology is introducing whole new competitors I never even thought of?
Right.
Same basic process that people can follow.
How can we get that book?
It's available on Amazon in both paper and Kindle format. It's 5-star reviewed there. And it is also available through bookstores and libraries.
Dr. Robin Berg, thank you so much for your time this morning. We appreciate timely, topical, good information.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. And good people, you matter. each one of you matters. So take care of yourself during this flu season. And by doing that, you'll take care of not only the vulnerable people around you, but the broader society as well.
Dr. Burke, well put. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye. All right. And we'll come back and have a little more Party Line for you next here on WILO.
Like most moms, you care about what goes into your grocery cart.
At Indiana Kitchen, we get it. We have families, too.
That's why, as a premium brand of bacon, ham, and fresh pork, we're proud to be a real Indiana company.
Because we can work closely with our surrounding Midwest farmers.
To make sure our hardwood-smoked bacon, tender hams, and wholesome fresh pork products are the highest quality.
From our kitchen to your kitchen, we're Indiana Kitchen Premium Pork Products.
Get to know us at indianakitchen.com.
Reach your educational goals faster by taking an 8-week class at Ivy Tech Community College, Lafayette. 8-week classes begin March 19th and end May 12th. Earn credits towards an associate degree or certificate and step into a high-paying, in-demand job. Or transfer your credits towards a bachelor's degree at Purdue, IU, Ball State, or Indiana State. Visit the Ivy Tech campus in Frankfort at 251 East Clinton Street or call 765-659-4687 for more information.
At Shelter Insurance, we know landlords have to keep up with their renters, even if they're related.
Mom, Dad!
We just dropped by to pick up your...
rent check.
I'm running a little short this month.
Not everything works as smoothly as Shelter's renter's policy. It helps cover stuff in case of fire, theft, and more.
What if I just moved back into my old room?
Oh, you mean Dad's new man cave.
Oh, man.
Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Stop by and see Jennifer Ping at 1746 East Wabash Street in Frankfort or call 765-654-7028.
Hi, folks. This is Steve Christopher from Hearing Care Professionals in Frankfort. Have you heard about the Starkey Halo made for iPhones? Stream your hearing aid directly to your phone for better hearing in noisy environments. Call me at 659-4327 for a free demo. That's 659-HEAR. I'd love to help you hear better.
Hearing Care Pro.
Hi, I'm Angie from Kramer Lumber. Thinking of remodeling your kitchen? If so, then Craftmade and Kramer have something important for you to consider. Your kitchen isn't just where you cook, eat, and clean. It's the hub of your home. It's your real living room. We at Kramer Lumber can show you how to use Craftmade cabinetry to remodel your kitchen for just the ways you live. Craftmade Kitchens, for the real living room.
Kramer Lumber, we're the friendly ones. We are Kramer Lumber.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
When you're looking for the best Mexican food around, you need to check out Pepe's Mexican Restaurant in Frankfort. Pepe's offers a great selection of daily lunch specials for just $5.99. If you crave the best fajitas in North Central Indiana, Pepe's is the place. That's Pepe's Mexican Restaurant, not south of the border, but south side of the square in downtown Frankfort. Welcome back to Party Line. My name's Kevin Keith. If you want to squeeze yourself in here, you can. 659-3338. Want to thank our sponsors, too. They are Jennifer Ping Shelter Insurance, Kramer Lumber DeWitt Center, Welty Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Indiana Packers, Hearing Care Professionals, Johnny V's Main Street Grill, Ivy Tech Community College, Pepe's Mexican Restaurant, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. If you go to ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, make sure you check out the on the air or on the radio tab and then click on Party Line, and you can listen to the Party Line replay anytime you want. Okay, don't need to wait till 5 o'clock or midnight to catch it again. We will be posting it computer permitting every day, and we'll keep those archived up there for 5 days. Okay, so we'll have Monday through Friday, and then Monday we'll just replace last Monday. So make sure you tell your friends and check it out. Just go to ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and the best is it's free, friends. Free. Absolutely free. All right. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, we start with breakfast bright and early for you. All right. It's Clinton Prairie High School. The live remote broadcast tomorrow morning at 6:30 with Ken and Melissa. And then Thursday during Ken's morning show, Melissa will be at Rossville starting at 7 at Clinton Central High School on Friday starting at 7 a.m. So it's the 2018 Clinton County FFA Breakfast for the National FFA Week going on now through Friday. So we want to thank you for joining us and hope you're enjoying WILO as much as we are bringing it to you. All right. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow morning with Larry Glass, 8:30 sharp, right here from WILO. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.